This is What in the Name of God here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. I believe that it is immoral to revel in the misfortune of others. So I'm not happy or joyful about what happened to Tony Perkins. He heads the Family Research Council, and he's long been noted for saying that God punishes people by sending bad weather their way. Hurricanes and tornadoes come and create misery for lots of people. It's punishment for abortion or for allowing gay marriage. And now, apparently he's being punished. His home was destroyed in the Louisiana flooding. Sure, it could be a learning moment for Perkins, but he's not really a learning sort of guy. When it happens to others, well, it's punishment from God. But when it happens to him, it's because God considers him worthy of suffering for his sake. While Tony Perkins continues to live in the Bronze Age in his level of knowledge about the world, we pretty much understand how weather works. I mean, we can kind of predict it. We know what causes a hurricane. We know what causes lightning. It's not God throwing down a bolt from heaven. We even understand what causes earthquakes. These are natural disasters. They happen for reasons other than God's wrath. To say that God uses natural disasters to punish huge groups of people for some slight that somebody else may have done, well, Tony Perkins, that is blasphemy against God. You're saying that God is an evil asshole who randomly throws out his vengeance regardless of who has to suffer. I'm really glad, Tony, that I don't share your view of a God who is vengeful and wrathful and random and vicious and cruel. I want nothing to do with your version of God. He's awful. Your version of God is more what my version of Satan would be. He said in a post-disaster interview that this was something that Christians can use as an incredible, encouraging spiritual exercise to take you to the next level in your walk with an almighty and gracious God who does all things well. That doesn't begin to describe the kind of God you believe in. This was a weather event. It was water falling from the sky that led to a flood. The rain falls on the good and the bad alike. It fell on you, and I'm putting you in the category of the bad. But that doesn't mean that God is punishing you, but he's certainly not rewarding you. Rain happens. And here's some more irony that is lost on the person that it happened to. It's an Alabama probate judge. He's Judge Leon Archer from Tallapoosa County. He had his moment of fame last year when he was one of the Alabama judges who refused to issue same-sex marriage licenses because of his Christian belief that gay people shouldn't be allowed to get married. He continued to not issue same-sex marriage licenses, and that's something that he makes his staff do, even though technically it's his job. But that's not what he's in trouble for. No, he was allowed to do that. What he got into trouble for is not respecting the marriage of a heterosexual couple. So what happened was he married a man and woman. It was a 34-year-old woman and a 68-year-old man. He married them. And when he found out that the marriage had been annulled, he started sending the woman sexually explicit messages and nude photos on Facebook. More than 60 pages worth. Things like, I want to hear you moan, and what happened to us hooking up? Well, she wasn't that interested. They didn't hook up, and he now is facing a six-month unpaid suspension. And I don't really get this whole thing of people sending sexually explicit emails, sexually harassing people who don't want it, but you're leaving this trail and you're in a position, you know, like a judge, who in no way, shape, or form should be doing something like this. Like, Monsignor Larry McGovern in Stockton. He's head of the Church of the Presentation, which I've actually never heard that name for a church. I don't know what that means. But what Larry McGovern did to one of his parishioners was not wanted. Now, the guy at the receiving end of this was a pool maintenance contractor for the church as well as a parishioner, and he didn't really appreciate getting dick pics from the Monsignor. So he complained to the cops, and the Monsignor fired him, so now he's suing. The Monsignor is now on administrative leave, but he's not just any old Monsignor. The Diocese of Stockton has had huge problems with pedophile priests, and Monsignor McGovern was a key witness, and he denied knowing of any sexual improprieties by priests, despite having been living with them in the rectory for years, and contrary to many victim statements that said that he was well aware of what was going on. Things were so bad in Stockton that the entire diocese had to declare bankruptcy. There were a minimum of 11 priests who were known to be pedophile priests. And that pedophile priest that McGovern lived with and should have known more about was Father Oliver O'Grady. He's the notorious pedophile priest who was defrocked. He was the subject of the 2006 Academy Award-nominated documentary Deliver Us from Evil, in which he talks about molesting and raping 25 children since 1973. I saw that documentary. It was horrifying. Interviewed in the film, O'Grady is unrepentant. He apparently raped both boys and girls, and it's reported that one was as young as 9 months old. He was a voracious predator, but apparently McGovern never had a clue. At least that's what he claims.